As we talk about the wind down in Afghanistan, we're revisiting what happened in the early days of the war. The BBC security correspondent Gordon Carrera has made a two-part documentary on the long hunt for Osama bin Laden. Back in 2001, U.S. Special Forces were close to capturing bin Laden in the mountains of Tora Bora.
His trail had been followed through Jalalabad into the White Mountains and then to this cave complex in Tora Bora. Very small team of US Special Forces, British Special Forces, CIA, accompanied by a large number of Afghan Mujahideen, had followed him up there and effectively were close to him at one point within a couple of kilometres, 2 kilometres or so, they thought. And they were really convinced he was there. They thought they could get him, but the view at the time was that this battle should be fought without a heavy American footprint. They requested reinforcements. They requested people to be dropped around the back of the mountains to prevent him escaping. They requested mines to be dropped to close the escape routes. None of those things happened. And despite a massive aerial bombardment, bin Laden was able to slip away. And there's still anger about that. There's still a kind of blame game with people saying, well, it was military incompetence, one White House official said to us. The military say they'd do the same thing again. Wasn't realistic to get troops there in time. Still a lot of anger from people who were involved about what happened in that period, particularly because it then took so long to find him. After that, you really get the lost years when there's very little intelligence on where he was.
And why was that the case, that after Tora Bora there was so little intelligence?
Well, people say basically he'd slipped into Pakistan, and the US at first couldn't operate directly in Pakistan. So someone describes trying to get the intelligence as like trying to work with a 400-mile-long screwdriver to try and take the puzzle apart, because it was so hard to get anything. Eventually, some bases were opened in Pakistan, but there was then suspicion with Pakistan's ISI, Pakistan's intelligence agency, who would watch what the CIA were doing, and there were suspicions between the two. And really, the trail went pretty cold for a long time until eventually, through looking for the couriers, the US was able to get the breakthrough, which led them eventually to the raid in May of this year.
And that breakthrough was what? And to what extent was that the product of intelligence sharing?
Well, the key issue really is how far was it a product of enhanced interrogation, or so-called waterboarding. I think that's one of the interesting subjects, because I don't think there was much cooperation that led to it from the Pakistanis. This was an American show all the way through. And we spoke to people involved, and some of them are adamant that, yes, you know, the enhanced interrogation procedures, which are so controversial, were instrumental in getting hold of the intelligence. Others dispute that. Eric Holder, for instance, the Attorney General, said, well, it was a mosaic of information. You can't simply say that waterboarding was vital in getting that intelligence. But eventually, without really any Pakistani knowledge of it, they managed to locate the compound and then put the surveillance on it. But still, you know, the confidence in May of this year that Osama bin Laden was definitely there, you know, 50-60%.
That's the BBC security correspondent Gordon Carrera. You can find a link to part one of his radio documentary, The Hunt for Bin Laden, at theworld.org. While you're there, you can also get the latest on what's happening now in Afghanistan from our partners at the BBC. Again, it's all at theworld.org.